We're here on KSOM, KS95, as the Cam and Nottoway School Districts have announced that they have hired their brand new superintendent. She is an assistant superintendent at Boone, and now she'll come to Cam Nottoway Valley starting the next school year. Dr. Pam Stanglin with us here on KSOM, KS95. And Pam, congratulations on the job, and how's it feel to be coming to Cam and Nottoway Valley School System?
Thank you. I am beyond excited. I've been preparing for this change in my trajectory as far as professional life for quite some time, and have been waiting for the right fit. So when I went down there to visit on Monday, I just was blown away by the staff and the students and all the great things that were happening, and I'm thrilled to be a part of it.
So in the interview process and everything like that, what made this position attractive to you, other than the fact that this will be your first time as a superintendent, which I'm sure everybody's goal is to get that to that spot?
Yeah, the things that were attractive to me were, again, the small town feel. I live in a small town. I grew up in a small town in Kansas. My very first principalship was in a small town where we had a sharing agreement, the first year of a sharing agreement. It felt just very, very familiar to me. I'm familiar with the needs of small rural districts. And I just really appreciated the authenticity. While doing my research, I kept coming across comments and kept coming across data that showed that the people support, the community supports the school and vice versa. And it was an opportunity for me to be a part of something that the people want to continue to see growing and not die off and not be overlooked by Iowa legislative conditions and the different factors that are affecting schools today.
What are the biggest challenges when you're dealing with a split school system like this? And, you know, half of your time has to be in the Greenfield area and half of your time has to be in the Oneida area.
Yeah, well, I think you might want to ask me that in a couple of months, and I might have a better answer for you. But right now, I anticipate that it will be just making sure that I am very consistent and that I'm very visible and transparent with everyone as far as where I am, what I'm doing, and why I'm doing it. So I hope to be able to be a very strong presence in all of our communities, just to make sure that they know that I'm there and that I'm doing the work. I think naturally it's only human nature that people might say, oh, we haven't seen her for a while, or I don't see her as frequently as maybe someone else does. I think it's a balancing act, and I will definitely be open to the perceptions that exist and try to make sure that all of those needs are met.
I'm sure each district has its own challenges. Does that make it challenging for you in terms of this position?
Yes, challenging and exciting both. And doing my research, each district does have their challenges, but they also have their strong points as well. So balancing all of those things and taking a look, I mean, obviously Cam is smaller than Nottoway Valley, but Cam does have the Connections Academy that is bringing life into their system as well. Additionally, we have the students that are coming from Orient Maxburg. We have some additional funding streams that are open to our districts, and looking at those and how they can be best utilized is going to look different from one district to the other. However, what I felt in just my conversations and the barrage of really very nice welcoming emails and comments were that people are genuinely excited about welcoming me, and they want to showcase the great things that are going on in their districts.
How do you deal, or what is going to be involved in dealing with the academy? It seemed like, just from my experience of going to some of the meetings of the school board, that it sort of maybe runs itself, but maybe not completely. What are the challenges in dealing with that academy at CAM?
Yeah, I can't answer that fully for you. I need to have a better idea of how that's working myself. But the administrator who runs that is very, it's quite self-sufficient. He does a great job in working through that. The the revenue that that brings to the district is we're only at 3%. I think we did a renegotiation with them. So it's not the full percentage that we get for instance, for our full-time students as far as the financial contribution. But again, it requires fewer resources as well. I think it's a model that we need to take a look at and consider how we can help each other, because it has grown exponentially as well. When I first started researching the districts, they had about 1,400 students, and just found out Monday that they were up to 1,800 students. So it's something that is, I don't believe, is going away, and I think that we need to leverage to help our school districts.
I think one of the other issues at CAM is that they've put off some facility upgrades over time. It just keeps getting voted down and down and down. I don't know how familiar you are with that situation. Yeah. So yeah. That would that be a biggest priority there, is to try and see? I know Mr. Crone was trying to work with that towards the end of his term. Where do you see that is going in terms of trying to improve some of those facilities and navigate that through the school board? I imagine that's got to be a big priority.
Chris, I think that's huge. I know that Mr. Crone was working on that, and you know, it's disappointing that the GO bond referendums were struck down as recently as November, and by quite a significant margin. I have had experience with bonding for school building, and I've had experience. We were just having a conversation today. It seems like the legislative changes are affecting our ability to bond in the future. So yes, while facilities improvement and bonding is essential, we have to make sure that we have the funding to be able to do it. And that's been changed quite a bit in recent years. If schools are supportive, if communities are supportive of our schools, they have to be supportive all the way around. And I think it's a little bit unfair to say we value our school, we want them to continue to thrive, we want to continue having a building in our community. But when communities don't support those bond efforts, we are very much limited by what we can do and continue to provide a safe, welcoming, world-class environment for our students, which they all deserve.
Yeah. Well, definitely it's been an issue, and hopefully the community can unite, the school board can unite, and a solution can be made, because the facilities are in desperate need of some upgrades in many different areas. At Nottoway Valley, what are some of the challenges there, some of the priorities there that you see that needs to be addressed?
So priorities for Nottoway Valley are continuing to take a look at their instructional practices. We have a building who is on the list for as a targeted school building as far as student achievement. So we need to continue raising the bar for that, particularly students with IEPs. So my background in special education and working to maximize student potential, I think will be important and a good source of conversations as we get started here. The other thing that kept coming up is our ability to attract and maintain high quality staff. And we do that through building our culture and then spreading our culture. So I think that in addition, I mean, there are facilities needs everywhere, but doing some long-term studies, some long-term enrollment studies, and really digging into the data to see what we have and where we move together. Of course, that's in addition to the administrative hires that need to be still happen yet this spring.
Yeah. And you mentioned it briefly earlier about the influx of students from OM, from Orient Maxburg, because that district is disbanding and students from there are being spread out into several different districts, and Nottoway Valley will assume some of those students. Do you see that as a challenge, or you see that as a positive?
I see that as a positive. We welcome students from other districts. We welcome the students specifically from OM into Nottoway Valley. We'll have to maybe do some reconfiguration as far as class sizes and teacher allocations, but those are all doable tasks, with the trade-off being having more students and families in our district. So I see that as an extremely positive venture.
Yes. We'll see how that goes. And the yeah. girls basketball coach, Brian Eisbach, is excited because there's some good basketball players at OM.
That's awesome. I love that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. So the girls basketball team, they're already, the players are already starting to get to know each other and play with one another off the court and everything. So that's going to be exciting there.
I think that's essential. Yeah. I think the kids will be able to handle it much faster than we are sometimes. And as they develop friendships and relationships, it will hopefully just seem like the natural next step.
So you have been, you've seen education here in Iowa at a number of different levels now, at a number of different, a couple of different places. What are, just in an overall sense, what are some of the changes that you've seen in recent years that maybe are good or maybe in bad that you might have to, you know, deal with now as a superintendent?
I don't think I can even start this conversation without mentioning the teacher shortage area. Things have changed dramatically since 2020, and that's not news to anyone. But I think one of the unintended consequences or the consequences that people haven't talked about a lot previously is how many students are not choosing to go into teaching. So looking at our universities, looking at our teacher prep programs and just seeing them dwindle and not even dwindle, like just be axed literally in half and a third, and particularly in shortage areas in the maths and sciences areas and special education. So we have so many fewer candidates going into the teaching field, and then that leads us to shortages, obviously, in our state and nationwide. But oftentimes those students, when they do graduate, they choose to go to larger metropolitan areas, and they're not as open to the more rural areas around Iowa. I see that as one of the most major changes. One of my first principalships was in the Ames Community School District, and I remember getting 350 applications for an elementary position. Where now, even that same district, even that, you know, being so close to the Des Moines area and their location, now they're getting 40 applications for those. And so just extrapolating that down to our really tough to fill positions, that we have to be creative. And again, we have to advertise the things that we're doing and the ways that we provide exceptional service and exceptional benefits for working in our schools.
And so lastly, what excites you the most about taking this job?
Oh my gosh, what doesn't excite me? I'm just thrilled. I have been barraged with welcoming emails and phone calls and messages on my social media page, just welcoming me, and I think feeling very genuine and they're wanting to go get to know me and vice versa. I'm going to get to go to all of the games, to all of the events. I am really excited. My family, my husband is really excited. I'm, this is what scares me. I think that people might like my husband a little bit more than they like me. He's a really likable guy. He loves to be a part of everything. He can talk to a stump, and I'm going to have to talk to our custodial crew because he will be the last one out at all of the games because he'll be talking to people, and they're probably just going to have to give him a broom and say, "Don, it's time to leave. Let's get going now." So I just am excited to be a part of the communities and to really be living in the place where I'm loving and learning and leading. And I just can't wait for it all to begin.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there are plenty of stumps for him to talk to. So, Pam, is really great visiting with you, and for someone from the you know, that's covering the area here in the CAM and Ottawa Valley School District, welcome to the area, and best of luck to you in the future. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate it.
Dr. Pam Stangland, who's the new superintendent of CAM and Nottoway Valley School District, with us here on KSOM and KS95.